with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. So color what you want, yeah, color what you want to. Did you think you accidentally clicked onto a Taylor Swift song? No, surprise, it's me. I know I sound just like her, but it is me. Sorry to disappoint, or sorry to give you so much joy that you keeled over from lack of blood circulation to your heart due to all of the excitement. Okay, anyways, welcome back.
Is it weird if I text and check in? I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Hey, it's Maya Adele with Hope You're Okay. Well, no turning back now. Hey, baby. Welcome home. Welcome back, or welcome to Hope You're Okay, the podcast. I have returned. Sorry, I was about to... Okay, little truth bomb moment. I listened to this podcast weekly, and I was about to recite their podcast intro, because when they say their podcast intro, I, as a listener, say their intro with them. Do you guys do that to me? Like, do you guys say welcome home with me? Also, I would like to bring to your attention that this is the third week in a row, consistently, that you are listening to a new episode of Hope You're Okay, because I told you I was going to take it seriously post-graduation, and what am I doing? Taking it seriously post-graduation. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I posted my return. I posted an extra bonus episode for Valentine's Day just to show you how much I loved and cared about you. And now here I am. And you know what? You know what else? When you're listening to this, I'm on vacation. That's right. Go to my Instagram. It's true. I'm on a boat in the middle of probably like the Caribbean Sea or something. I'm kicking back. I'm having a great time. And you're listening to this pre-recorded. That's right. Because I am a professional. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, everyone, welcome back. Welcome home. I miss you, shoddies, shoddoos, shoddettes, shoddies, skiddly boop boop bops. Welcome back to Hope You're Okay, the podcast. So today I have a little chit chat, a little heart to heart moment that we're going to have. We're going to talk about why he or she doesn't like you. We're going to talk about why they don't like you, what the problem is with you, what's going on in there. And we're really going to get down to the nitty gritty. That sounded so mean. But yeah, so let's go ahead and get into that. But before we do, let's do some housekeeping. First of all, if you're listening to this on release date, it is very, very close to the end of our survey week or survey period, in which I'm asking you guys where we should go for our family reunion. If you haven't heard me talk about this, you must literally just not be listening to anything that I say, because I talk about it all the time because it is my Roman Empire. But basically, the Found Family, me and you guys, are going on a Found Family family reunion. We're going on a trip. I don't know as of right now when or where or how much it's going to be, because I have a survey out for you guys right now, so you can tell me where you want to go and how much you can afford to spend and when you want to go. So that is currently in every bio of every platform that I own. It's in my Linktree. It's in my Instagram. You can find it on my YouTube and my community tab. You can find it everywhere. I will also link it in the description of this podcast episode, so that you can find it through whatever you're listening to the podcast on. If you want to just go ahead and copy and paste it, you can do that as well. But yeah, so that's been taking up a lot of my time. I've seen a lot of you guys' survey responses coming in, and I'm so excited with the top results of like where we could be going. You guys are picking really, really fun places to go. I think somebody put in South Africa, and I was like, I didn't even think about South Africa, but sure, let's hop on the plane. But yeah, so that's kind of been my housekeeping right now. Housekeeping is hard to do when I pre-record, because I just spoke to you guys not too long ago, but for you, it's a whole different week. Yeah, is there anything else? I don't even really know. Oh, so for our book club, I literally don't think I've picked up Archer's voice since the last time I recorded the podcast. It's just not keeping my attention. I wish it was. I'm going to finish it probably within the next week, because I'm going to have so much time to read on vacation, so I will try and finish it there. I'll let you guys know what I think on my Instagram story, of course, and then I will, of course, give you feedback on the podcast once I record when I get back. But yeah, it's just not grabbing my attention the way that I wish it would have, but that's fine, because I'm sure something else will shortly. What else is there to update? Valentine's Day went so well. It was so cutie. This Valentine's Day was so cute for me and just for like the people around me and my friends. And yeah, it was just a really cute one this year. And next year, Valentine's Day is on a Friday. And so I know that all of TikTok is already planning their extensive trips, their like 4-day weekend trips, because I think Valentine's Day falls on a Friday, but then President's Day is the following Monday. So if you leave on the Thursday after work and ask off for Valentine's Day, then you get like a full like trip amount of time, like a little Valentine's Day trip. So cute. Anyways, why am I talking about that? Don't remember. So as of right now, when I'm recording this, I leave for my trip that I'm currently on when you're hearing this. Really confusing. I leave in one day. I have not packed not a single thing. Not a single thing. Matter of fact, I haven't even planned what I'm going to pack. So I have my laundry in the dryer right now and I'm going to pack tonight. I'm going to go live probably and have you guys help me put together like little outfits because I didn't even go shopping for this trip. So I don't even have any new clothes. So I'm just gonna have to make do with what I got in the closet. But I did redo my hair, and if you haven't seen it by now, spoiler alert, I am a blonde again. I've returned to my blonde roots. I am blonder than ever right now. Like I've got honey blonde going on, but then towards the end it gets pretty platinum, and I've never had like bright blonde in my hair. So it took me some time to like it, but I do really like it now. It kind of gives like mermaid fairy princess core, which I really like. That was my nails. Sorry if you heard that. But yeah, that's been the update. That's been the rundown. I'm so tired today because I didn't have an energy drink and I didn't have a coffee or anything. And so I have a caffeine headache, but it's already like basically 6 or 7 p.m. Wait, okay, wait, no, I think I'm lying. Oh, it just hit 6. It's 6 p.m. And it's like, I don't want to drink an energy drink now because like, you know, but my head really hurts. So I'm like, maybe I should just drink one. I don't know. Well, I don't even have one, so I'd have to go get one. Really been on the Alani's recently. Big Alani girl. I love the witch's brew. I understand that it is for the Halloween season, so I try not to drink it year-round because I feel like that ruins the whimsy, but it is really good. It does taste just like a caramel apple, and who's to say that caramel apples are only for the fall? I wouldn't drink it in the summer, but I would drink it like now because it's like winter time, so I would still have a caramel apple right now, you know? And I thought that Alani was going to come out with a Christmas or like Valentine's Day drink, and they didn't, so now what? Although they did come out with, I don't remember what it's called. It's not cherry slush, but it's like a new cherry-ish looking one. And it's really, really good. I post it on my story a lot, so hopefully you've seen it there. If not, maybe check my Snapchat stories, like my saved ones. It's probably in there somewhere. I really don't remember what it's called. You would think I would, considering I had one literally yesterday. Nope, don't remember. Anyways, okay, this is enough of the yappa yappa. Let's go ahead and get right in to why they don't like you. Let's go ahead and dissect, deep dive, get it squared away, tiki-toki, ija, we're done. Okay, ready? Let's begin. So normally when I do videos like this, I do a PowerPoint little note situation where I have way more notes written down than I currently do right now. And by currently, I mean I have no notes written down. Zero notes, no notes. Normally I have notes because I think it makes me feel more like I'm more prepared for the episode at hand, especially since I have no co-host. Sometimes me just talking to myself, I can forget what I've said and I can talk myself into circles, or I feel like I'm talking myself into circles. So we're just gonna see how this goes, having no notes. But basically, we're gonna chat about why he doesn't like you. That guy that you like, that you've been watching, you know, as he walks down the hallway and he's got that way about him. I know the type. I know your type. I know your type because I was you. I know that you are just watching little Charlie Joe walk down that hallway in those basketball shorts that reach right down to the middle of his ashy kneecap. And I know that you are swooning over his t-shirt that he has not washed since the day his grandma gave it to him at his 14th birthday. He's now 17 for reference, most likely. And I know, you know, and you know what? If you're not in high school, then guess what? it doesn't matter because he probably still hasn't washed his t-shirt since he got it when he was 14. Except now he's 19 or 22, and that makes it worse. And it just keeps getting worse with age because they never wash the t-shirts because they don't know how. They don't know how. Okay, anyways, I wanted to talk about reasons why the guy that you like could possibly not like you back. As someone who has had a lot of, okay, whoa, not making myself sound good there, has had experience with not being liked back. I just want to talk about the reasons why that could be, you know, and go ahead and get ahead of them. And so let's go ahead and begin. The number one reason why he probably does not like you and the thing that you could fix to make him like you would probably be, if I was there right now and I saw with my eyeballs how expectantly you are sitting and listening to me speak right now, hoping that I will give you a way that a literal, just a guy, just a girl, just a rando person you decided was attractive, give you a way to make them like you, if I could see the look on your face, I would smack you upon your mouth. You have to be joking me. You have to be joking me. I know you didn't think I was going to sit here and tell you how to get him to like you. Be so incredibly for real. Stand up. This is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. You know what? That's probably why. Because let me tell you something. Gather round. It took me a long time to learn it. And so to save you the time, I'm just going to hammer it into your head until you really get it. If you are listening to a podcast, if you are typing into your Google search bar, if you are looking up on YouTube, WikiHow, TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, if you are picking up books at the library that are titled How to Get Him to Like You, that is the reason why he doesn't like you. That's the reason he doesn't like you. Not because something's wrong with you, not because you're ugly. He doesn't like you because you're not being yourself. He doesn't even know who you are. Who are you? What are you, this Play-Doh shape-shifting Jennifer? What's the girl? What's the actress that played that blue girl in Fantastic Four who just be shape-shifting? Is that who you are? I didn't think so. So stop it. Get it together. This is not represent who we are or what we're trying to do. I once was also guilty of trying to find ways to make men like me. Not the general men, but the men that I wanted to like me. If I felt like they maybe didn't like me, I would try and change who I was completely. Completely is a bit much. That's a bit dramatic. Not completely, but you know, I would definitely dabble in emphasizing the best parts of myself that I thought were going to be suited for them. And what I mean by that is, let's say that Charlie Joe, with his basketball shorts and his unwashed pits, really likes, oh, I don't know, anime. So you decide to start watching anime, even though you have no interest in anime and you don't want to watch anime. Let's say that Betty Sue is really into, Sokka off of Avatar The Last Airbender. Are my references too nerdy? Is this getting into my personal interest a little bit too much? Let me think of something a little bit more wide stream. Hold on. Okay, let's say that, you know, Charles, not Charlie, but Charles, let's say that Charles has a crush on Megan Fox. Okay, you know that Megan Fox is his celebrity crush. What I don't need you to be doing is talking suddenly to Charles about how much people tell you you look like Megan Fox. What I don't need you to be doing is watching all of Megan Fox's interviews and low-key copying her her like body language. What I don't need you to do is dye your hair black and start, you know, winging your eyeliner and squinting your eyes a little bit and trying to look mysterious and dark. I don't need you to be changing or even accentuating parts of yourself that were already there that you weren't accentuating before, to try and appeal
to someone else to get them to like you. Because let me tell you something. One, it's not going to work. That's not going to work because it's not how that works. And two, okay, let's say it did work. Now what? Didn't think that far. Oh, you didn't think that far, did you? No, well, look at you now. The egg is on your face because now what? Now you have a person who likes those parts of you, but wasn't that interested before you started doing that. So now are you just going to be this person for the rest of your life? Is that really what you want? Is that who you want to be? I didn't think so. Oh, I didn't think so. Okay, right. So come correct. Let's stop acting silly. I am not here to judge you, okay? I'm here to call you up, not call you out. I understand. I get it. I have been that girl so many times. I have been the girl who, when he says he likes redheads, dyes her hair red. I have been the girl who, when he said he's interested in X, Y, and Z, oh my God, I'm interested in X, Y, and Z. When he says that he likes girls who can sing, suddenly I will not shut the heck up. I understand you, okay? I understanded you. I understanded? Okay. I understood you in middle school. I understood you in high school. I understood you in college, would you believe it? Okay. I understood you so seriously. And it wasn't until I stopped the understanding that I was finally able to get somewhere. Because I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with me. And it was hard to unlearn the process of hearing someone that I liked saying they liked something and not immediately trying to turn myself into that thing. But it pays off because the feeling of somebody liking you, even though you don't like some of the things they like, is so much better than the feeling of somebody liking you because you guys like all of the same things. If you guys like the same things naturally, that's fine. But just the feeling of just not having to perform for anyone is so much better than being liked because of your performance, okay? I need us to start prioritizing being liked for who we are rather than just being liked because we're liked. Okay? Okay. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? Just because he doesn't like you doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. You don't need to fix anything. Sometimes, I know this is hard to hear, but sometimes people just don't get married. Okay? Sometimes people just don't kiss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes there's two people and they don't date, and that is the end of the story sometimes. And I understand that it's hard to hear. Listen, I get it, but I need you to hear me and know me and see me when I say it is so not worth it, okay? It is not worth it. Who cares? The person that you're going to end up with is going to be so much hotter for you anyways. You guys are going to look so good together. When you get in each other's presence, your skins are going to start to clear, okay? Are you hearing me? Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? It's going to be so serious. Why are you obsessing over this man who is literally just a guy? He doesn't have any redeeming qualities. And even if he did, do you know how many people are in the world? Right. That has been why he doesn't like you with Maya Adele. I hope that what I said today really stood out to you, and I hope that it meant something, and I hope that you heard me, and I hope that it made sense. I'm not saying that it's wrong for you to try and be involved and interested in something that somebody you're interested in likes, okay? I'm not saying that if he says he likes anime, if he says he likes Marvel, if he says he likes comics, if she says she likes reading, if she says she likes painting, if they say they like collecting small, tiny, little critters, fake critters, if they're collecting real critters, collecting is a bit weird. Okay, anyways, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be interested in what they're interested in and that you can't put forth effort to be interested in something that someone is interested in because you like them. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is you don't have to become the poster child for that thing. And you definitely should not be doing that to get them to like you, because let me tell you, it is not going to work, and then you are only going to feel worse because you are going to feel like you completely changed yourself, you've completely lost yourself, you don't know who you are anymore or what you like, and they still don't like you. Yeah, because sometimes people just don't kiss. Right. So, I know that's been hard to hear. Take some time, recollect, get some water. I actually will drink some water with you. Hold on. There's just one big ice block in there, it sounds like. Anyway. Very good. Yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. But I hope that you have heard and understood what I was saying here. And I hope that helps. Okay. Let's talk about something else now. I'm bored. Okay, so normally this end part, this end segment of the podcast, after we talk about our main topic, would be for our That Really Sucks and for our question of the week. Do you guys want us to bring back question of the week? I had just kind of started it right when I like stopped the podcast, but you guys really liked it before, and I felt like it was really a nice way to be able to connect with you guys and make the podcast something really, really personal for you. So this is me reopening the question of the week submissions. I believe if you're listening on Spotify, there is actually like a question little thing on Spotify where you can like tell me how you liked the episode or something like that. And so if you want to leave your question of the week in there, that is fine. I will see those. I will start going over those. If you want to DM it to me, feel free to do that on Instagram. If you want to slide up on my Snapchat story and give me your question of the week, that's fine. If you want to leave it in the comments of TikTok or of like the Instagram reels or the YouTube shorts, I can't guarantee that I'm going to see the comment, but if I do see it, I will try and add it to the list. But the best ways to get your questions of the week to me are definitely going to be through at least like DM, some sort of private message, or through the Spotify little Q&A thing that they do on episodes, because I get a lot of them in like the comments of my lives or the comments of my videos, and it's really easy for those to get lost or for me to not see them until like months later. So yeah, and I will also try and do a question box on my Instagram in the next like maybe week of you seeing this or hearing this, so that you guys can put some there too, so I can just like rack up on them. But yeah, that would be our question of the week segment. So you guys can start sending those in again, and I will answer some questions. We'll answer a question next week and get back into that. So exciting. As for That Really Sucks, gather round. Oh, get in close. Because it is time. It is time for That Really Sucks. Number one on That Really Sucks this week. So as of right now, my roommate is gone. Yeah, she went to go see her boyfriend for the weekend. So that sucks. No, I'm kidding. It's kind of a love-hate relationship. No, not me and the boyfriend. The boyfriend, he's great. A love-hate relationship with my roommate being gone. I feel like sometimes when my roommate leaves, I'm like, woo, I like to live alone. But then other times I'm like, ah, I'm bored. So that kind of sucks. Wouldn't say it really sucks, but it does kind of suck. I do leave in like 2 days, but that only, I think if I didn't leave, I wouldn't have cared as much that she was gone. That sounds bad. I would still care. Anna, if you're listening to this, I love you. But because she's like gone and like I'll then leave, and so I know I won't see her for like now over a week, which is a long time when you're used to seeing somebody every day. So that really sucks, but I hope she's having a great time, I guess. Whatevs, who cares? Next on That Really Sucks is that my nails. So my nails right now, this is the ASMR of my nails, so you can really feel connected to them. So they're Valentine's Day nails right now, and they're still cute. They're a little grown out. They're a little grown out. By the time I get back from my vacation, they're going to be a very grown out. And I was going to get them redone before I went on vacation. That's not happening. So that really sucks. Because I didn't really want to go on vacation with like super, super, super Valentine's Day nails. But honestly, first world problem, now that I'm saying it out loud, literally shut up, girl. Who cares? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's humiliating. Anyway. Oh my gosh. I have got to tell you guys this story from the other day. The other day I went to the store with my roommate. Okay. We were at these outlets in Orlando. Okay. And we're buying. Oh Lord. Okay. So we're buying this, this product at this store. That made it sound really suspicious and odd. We were buying a gift for somebody's birthday, which is why I didn't say what it was. Anyways, so we're buying this gift. And as soon as we walked in, I can tell, like, the guy that's working at this store is, like, flirt city, okay? Not in a weird way. Not in a weird way. Not in a gross way. Not in a creepy way. I really respected the way he was flirting. He was just being very nice to us. He was just smiling a lot. He was just, you know, it was, he was giving the vibes, but it was like respectful. It was a respectful vibe, okay? And so anyways, so we're like chatting it up at the register and he's like asking us these questions. He's like, oh, like, are you guys from out of town? Are you traveling? Are you from here? We're like, oh yeah, no, like we're not traveling, like blah, 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 whatever. Small talk. Yep, yep, yep. So I'm looking around the room, okay, and I'm looking at I'm not paying this man any mind, okay? And the problem in this story, the humiliation in this story is not because I was paying this man mind. It's just because, like, I look so dumb now. But, like, I mean, what can you do? Truly, what can you do, I guess? But, like, OMG. OMG. Anyways, so I'm looking around the room at these, like, basketball, like, are they called jerseys? I don't even know. I've forgotten now. I'm really tired. I'm running on no caffeine. Forgive me. But like the basketball shirts that they wear when they play basketball. Okay. And I was like, I would look so good in one of those. I need one of those. Like, I need one of them. And I'm like looking at all the different colors. I'm talking to my roommate and I'm like, I need like a blue. I love this one. I love that one. They say players' names on the back of them. I know that now. Okay. No. Pause, rewind. I knew that. Like, I know that jerseys say the players' names on the backs. I just didn't know that the ones in the store said players' names on the backs. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes people get them customized and they get their name on the back of it. So I just thought these were like prototypes and they just had random names on them. I wasn't thinking about the fact that it was like athletes' names on them. Okay. Just walk with me here. Walk with me. So looking at these thingies and I see this one that just says James and I'm like, okay, who the freak is James? Like, why would I wear a jersey that says James on it? Who is James? And so out loud, I'm talking to my roommate and I'm like, who the freak is James? Oh my Lord. It was the silence that fell over the room. The silence that fell over the room. It was deafening. It was suffocating. I'm looking around like, why everybody know who James is but me? The checkout guy is like, is she being serious? I'm like, oh my God, literally, who is James? What is happening? Why is everybody acting like I just said I don't know who, like, Jesus is? So my roommate is like, no. She like turns to me and she's like, you know who James is? And I'm like, what? I do. Do I? And she's like, LeBron James. You know LeBron James. And I was like, okay, yes. Okay. Okay. Yes, I know who LeBron James is. I don't live under a rock. I'm not like, duh-doy. Duh. I know who LeBron James is. Okay. Why would I assume I'm sorry that when I see the name, the literal James is a first name and a last name. Okay. There's a lot of Jameses on the planet. I'm sorry that when I see the word James, I don't immediately think LeBron. Like, that's just not my first thought. I understand that because it was on the back of a jersey, could have been my first thought, but it wasn't my first thought. And I don't appreciate everybody in this entire building looking at me like I just said something completely out of pocket and delusional. Like, why are y'all looking at me like I'm supposed to know who James is? Who calls LeBron James James? Nobody. They call him LeBron. Like, why are you looking at me like I was supposed to know? Anyways, then I look over and I see Jordan and I'm like, okay, like Michael Jordan. Okay, now I'm seeing the pattern. Now I'm understanding. But first of all, I am literally just a girl, so don't ever look at me like that ever again. Not to say the girls don't know sports, but to say that I, as a girl, don't have to know anything if I don't know it. I am already hot and I can parallel park, so I don't have to be able to do anything else. Anyway, so that really sucked for me, that experience. It was fine. We were able to laugh it off. He stopped flirting after that. Well, we did leave like 3 seconds after that. But in the 3 seconds, no more flirting. So score. That's how you fight him off, ladies. Anyways, I think that concludes today's episode. I don't have anything else to share right now, but I hope that you're having a great week. I hope that everything is going really, really well. If it's your birthday this week or it was your birthday last week, happy birthday, happy belated, happy early. I hope you know how proud I am of your creation. I hope that today's episode made you a little bit happier because I love you, even though I was a little mean today. I love you and I hope that you're okay. Okay, love you. Miss you. Bye.